All depends on how you structure the costs, and that's what we have, and that's what we have yet to work out. I mean, if you, for example, if you have the ability to purchase the power over a 30-year period of time, you can adjust what those rates would be over that 30-year period of time. They may be more on the out year, on the back end of the 30, which would be a safer projection, that the cost of fossil fuels will rise over the course of those 30 years, then you have to make it on the front end. And so much depends on the various tranches of the power purchase agreements and also on the accuracy of the forecast that you make with regard to the price of fossil fuels. Now, I know that there are many in some areas, natural gas, that will want to tell you that natural gas will forever remain cheap. In fact, we'll all be brushing our teeth with it. It's going to be so cheap. But the fact is that, you know, that will get exported as well. And I think there are very few economists that would disagree that the price of fossil fuels is going to go up, even with the discovery of natural gas. So, Rob, it's all about the forecast, the predictions, and also about the mix of long-term power purchase agreements and how you structure those repayments, which is also what allows those that are opposed to this to say, oh, my goodness, it'll be a lot more expensive. But it's also what allows people to say with honesty that actually over the long term it probably won't be any more expensive, because once you make that capital investment, it's not like you're paying for the commodity of wind every time you pump it up from the ground like you do with other things. We're also joined by Michelle Secura with the great state of New Jersey, who's been a leader on this front as well.